Hello, everyone, and welcome to the School Technology Podcast. My name is Brad Flickinger, and this is episode number 2 for May 30th, 2010. In this episode, I want to be talking about my opinions on internet safety and how they need to be updated. We are using a very antiquated, old style right now, and it needs to change. All right, internet safety. Okay, now let's get this understood right off the bat, is I deeply believe in internet safety. Okay, I work at an elementary school, and I believe 100% in keeping these kids safe. Now, that said, I also believe that these students need to share their work on the internet. Okay, so keeping them safe does not mean students not putting any information online. Okay, so enough said. Let's go back and talk a little bit about history and then how I feel it should be today. So if I think back to my computer lab 5, 6, even 7 years ago, I can remember these posters hanging on my wall there saying things like, you know, you never do this, you never share information, you never post information about yourself, all those type of things. In fact, I remember using the story of the girl who all she did was, I think, post something about a soccer game. And from that, the evil man was able to figure out what school she went to and how she, you know, what classes she attended, what her name was, all these things. Even though she never did anything like that, all she did was publish like her soccer team name. Okay, and so I've used that scary story. I don't believe myself that it's true nowadays, looking back at it. But at the time I did, and I thought, oh, I've got to really scare into these students this idea of internet safety. All right, so let's just talk the reality about the internet now. Are there bad people online that are trying to get our children? Absolutely, there are. Is it a remote possibility? Yes, it is very remote. Let's talk about statistically, what are their odds of really getting in trouble online? And it's cyberbullying. Okay, and I'm especially talking about girls. Girls run like, you know, an 8 in 10 chance of getting cyberbullied online. Things like stuff going on Facebook or on posts or rating websites that say, hey, this girl is fat or this girl is ugly or this girl is homely or all these things like that. They can be so cruel online that we need to really be talking about this. And I'm afraid sometimes all we pursue are the idea of sick pedophiles and we totally leave everything else out. And we got to balance that. We still need to talk about the fact that, you know, you don't meet people online unless you've gone through all the steps about verifying them and things like that. So let me just give you a quick synopsis of what I talk to kids about in my elementary school. And you got to remember, you keep all of this age appropriate. Things I'm going to be saying now are mostly for my fifth grade students and not for my kindergarten students. Okay. I believe when it comes to posting information online, there's an age appropriateness for the amount of information that you put out there. You know, I sat in the back of a room last year where the resource officer of a school stood in front of middle school students, older middle school students, and said, you never put anything online. You never put a photo online because someone could Photoshop your face onto someone's naked body. And that could be all over the internet and these type of things. Really trying all these weird tactics like this using old 5, 6, 7-year-old information. Well, come on. I mean, come on, that horse has left the barn, people. These kids are publishing everything online. And for us to sit there and stand there as adults saying, don't put anything online, it just reeks to them of a disconnected adult who has no idea what's going on out there in the real world. And so they just close their ears, they don't listen to anything more about it. Okay, so in reality, this is what I tell kids. Okay, so number one, be very careful with the information you post online. So don't be putting your last name and your house address and your telephone number and what time you like to get picked up in the morning for school. Obviously, those type of things. And these kids are kind of wise now and savvy to the cyber world that's around them. Number two, if the students follow this one rule, and I just pound on this rule all the time, is to always verify information and always include an adult in what you're doing. In the real world we live in today, with students all having basic cell phones when they get off to middle school and high school, they can verify any information. I have a 16-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son who publish a lot of information online, and we talk all the time about safety, and these kids are wise to it. They're like, Dad, we know. We get it. We know that people can be tricky out there. So if someone suddenly comes up to them after school and says, hey, so-and-so, your daddy's been hurt in an accident, and I need to take you to the hospital. You know, my child is not going to climb into the car with that stranger. Okay, even if they know information about it, saying, well, they told me I needed to pick you up from this soccer class that ends at 5:55, all these things. They can have all the information in the world. It doesn't matter to my kids. What they would do is get on the cell phone and say, well, let me just call and verify this. Or let me just go talk to an adult and verify it. So that is really the trick to cyber safety when it comes to the bad people that are out there, is you verify information and always include your parents. If you go back through every bad story out there of what's happened to somebody when they meet up with somebody who kidnaps them or hurts them or whatever, it always includes them sneaking behind their parents' back. And so maybe this is some utopian idea that I believe in, that kids should communicate with their parents, but that is what needs to be hammered home. The idea of never posting anything online is just, it's ridiculous nowadays because kids post so much online in the Web 2.0 world that we live in. So they need to know that they need to include their parents. And that's what I tell my elementary kids, because they are so young. They need to only chat when their parents are right there next to them. They need to only do work on the computer when their parents are next to them. You never have a computer alone in your bedroom. You never have it down in the basement. You have it in a public place that your parents can always be involved with you. If you sneak behind your parents, and this doesn't matter if it was before the internet and computers, if students were sneaking around behind their parents' back, they got into trouble with other kids that could hurt them and do bad things. The same is true today. So let's call it for what it is. Let's make sure kids really work with their parents and then keep them safe. Okay, that's the things that I really believe in my school. Now, as far as the other things are concerned, my kids, as you've seen from my blog, They post movies, they do a daily web show, and they use their names. Now, they don't use their full names. They use their first names and those type of things. But on the Friday web show, you see their face, you see their name. Someone could honestly put two and two together, but these kids are getting smarter, people. They are really getting smarter, and we talk a lot about them just being wise. Just because people know information about you doesn't mean they're safe. And we know that as adults, because we live in the cyber world. Someone could come up to me and tell me my credit score, where I bank at, where I get my movies from, what was the last movie I rented, all these things. It wouldn't mean that they know me. It means that they went digging through my cyber trash. And the kids know the same thing. Now let's focus on the other things. The things like cyberbullying and having nice etiquette when you're online. And these have been around for years, but we've really got to hammer this stuff home. My students know that they cannot turn things into me with text language. And some people worry like, oh, grammar's getting flushed down the toilet and these type of things. No, they're just adapting. They can write in text language to their friends and proper grammar and English to their teachers, and they can adapt. No different than shorthand was 20 years ago. People could live in both worlds, the shorthand world and the normal world, just fine. And the same goes with text language nowadays. But this idea of cyberbullying to keep themselves safe, to know that their school and their parents and us adults have a zero tolerance towards this, and that just because somebody is at home on their computer, they think that they're somehow free of the school rules and laws. Nope. And I tell my students, if anything comes across in an email that you don't like and that is mean, you give it to me and we will take it to the principal's office and this will be dealt with. And these students, once they see how serious we are about it, they fall in line. And so when I had a teacher and a parent report to me the other day that someone had called their daughter a liar, and I had to go back and I followed back on their emails because I have access to the student's email account, of course. And I was able to check on things. And it was determined once we sat down with the parent, the principal, and the teacher that this wasn't really cyberbullying. It was just a matter of opinion that there was a misunderstanding and one girl thought another girl was a liar. And that was that. But that's how much we take it in my school. We follow out and follow through on everything to verify and to check on everything. So let's get serious about cyber safety. Let's update the ideas that we have about it. And let's really, I guess, promote the proper ideas when it comes to cyber safety. Let's keep our kids safe. That's the number one thing. And if it means that we close off our Facebook accounts, then let's do that. If it means that we shut off email for a while, then let's do that. But you know, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater either. And the fact that our students need and want to publish things online, blogs and wikis and podcasts and web shows, let's let them do it, but let's let them do it in a safe and monitored idea. All right, that's enough of my ranting about that. Once again, my name is Brad Flickinger with the School Technology Podcast, and I will see you again next week.